Have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? When I was trying to get this podcast off the ground, I had a lot of questions. How do I record an episode? How do I get my show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and all the other places people like to listen? How do I make money from my podcast? The answer to every one of these questions is really simple. Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it's 100% free and ridiculously easy to use. And now Anchor can match you with great sponsors too, so you can get paid to podcast. I just click one button and I am on different platforms getting more followers and more sponsors. So if you've always wanted to start a podcast, make money doing it. Go to anchor.fm/start to join me and the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start. I can't wait to hear your podcast. Welcome home. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Daily Dose. My name is Stella Damasis and I am your host. How are you? It's a Wednesday. It's the middle of the week already. Time flies so much nowadays. I don't know what's going on. Anyway, last week, it was very sad for a lot of us who grew up on the songs of Aretha Franklin because she passed away. It was very sad, you know, very, very sad. But I guess some people were prepared for it because she was ill for a while. You know, so it didn't come as a shock to some other people. So, and then on Monday, my first daughter, Isabel, turned 19. Isn't that great? I mean, I was so excited. I was happy. I was proud of who she's become because my daughter is a filmmaker. She's a photographer. She's a graphics designer. She's an editor. She's just into the arts. She does everything, film, TV, music. She's a singer as well. She plays a guitar. She produces music. It's just crazy. She draws. She does painting. Everything artistic. Everything visual arts, audio, everything, you know. And so it was a lot of celebration for us. But today I wanted to talk about something that, you know, I posted on my Instagram page. And it really brought a lot of conversation and arguments here and there. I noticed that because I'm an advocate for women and young girls, I fight against domestic violence, I fight for the rights of young girls, I try to fight child marriages, you know, I try to fight for girl child education, just to make sure, you know, that women and young girls are not taken advantage of or treated as second class citizens. So I do that a lot. But I also know that a lot of guys go through abuse, but they're raised to be macho, to be strong, you know, to raise our boys not to cry, not to show emotion, and not to do this and that. And so when they're going through abuse, they don't speak out. A lot of them are quiet about it because society will see them as weak. They'll be mocked, they'll be laughed at. And I knew this was happening, but I didn't know how bad it was until a lot of men started sending me messages, private emails, telling me they know that I'm fighting for the rights of women and young girls, but I should learn to balance, you know, my advocacy and fight for domestic violence in general, you know, not just for the women and the young girls, because men are going through it as well. And then they started giving me their own personal stories. And when I heard the stories, I was in shock. I was reading stories from these men and I was wondering where the heck we all have been. You know, a lot of men who would tell you that they've been raped, molested, beaten up. And violence or abuse is not just physical. It's emotional. It's verbal. There are a lot of men that have gone through so much verbal abuse that they don't want to sleep in their homes anymore. They want to wait until their wives are asleep before they go home. Sometimes the women hit them so hard, and not every man responds with the same thing, you know, not every man responds by hitting them back. Some men just have to endure it and walk out, but they feel the pain, they feel the hurt. It's not just the physical pain. Most of the time, it's the emotional pain, the psychological pain. They're confused because they have nobody to talk to. Women have millions and millions of organizations and seminars and places where they can run to and hotlines and stuff like that and domestic violence shelters, and I work with a lot of them. But how many organizations are actually out there for the men? How many mentoring places or camps do we have for young boys, single guys before they get married? How many seminars do we do for just the men, just the boys, just the guys, for them to know, you know, how to speak up, when to speak up, and have that freedom to share their stories without fear of being laughed at or called a weakling, you know? Give them a place where it's a non-judgmental zone where they're free to express themselves, and because they're human beings too, they go through hurt, pain, violence, rape. They're human beings as well. And I said that, and a lot of people were going, no, the men do it the most. The men do it the most. And I'm like, this is not about gender now. This is about abuse. This is about what's been happening and nobody's talking about it. This is about the fact that whether you're a woman or you're a man, you do not deserve that kind of abuse, that kind of treatment. So something has to be done. So I've started the conversation, and a lot of people are happy that I started. You should go to my Instagram page at Stella Damasus and see the amount of men that were actually talking, you know, saying, commenting, saying that they've been through it and that it was really tough, and they're happy that someone is speaking up. So I'm imploring all of you, do the same. Speak up for everyone, not just the women, but speak up for the men as well. Thank you guys for listening. I'll talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.